Well, thank God. It's good to be here tonight. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, and I want to try to help somebody tonight if I can through the preaching of the Word of God. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 23. Amen. Amen. It's good to be in God's church. Matthew 8, 23, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 15. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15 tonight. Starting with verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This was a woman of Canaan. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet, or it is not good to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Verse 27, and she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Praise God. Some of them were Jewish in Matthew 8 and verse 23 through 26 that we read tonight in the boat. They were Jewish. And he said of them, O ye of little faith. But here was a woman of Canaan, a Canaanite. And he said, O woman, great is your faith. We're going to have little faith or we're going to have great faith. We're going to have little faith or we're going to have great faith. I want to have great faith. I want to believe God. I want to push through the obstacles. I want to push through the negative things that are saying you can't have an answer to your prayer. I want to push through those things. And I want to see God do great things in my life. Is there anybody here that feels that way? Amen. Lord, we thank you for the word tonight. We ask you to anoint it to our hearts. Speak to us through the word of God. Fill someone with the Holy Ghost tonight. Touch us, baptize us in the Holy Ghost. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise and thanks. Amen. Before you're seated tonight. Praise God. Praise God. You can be seated. Amen. It's good to be here in the house of the Lord. I want to just reemphasize tonight that the theme of our Bible in the New Testament is faith. Amen. And obviously, we need to have great faith. And we look in the New Testament, the word faith appears 229 times. But in the Old Testament, it is only in there two times. Amen. In Deuteronomy 30 and 20, he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, or very aggressive generation, children in whom is no faith. And so there is a reference here to no faith. And then Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. And so we have two references in the Old Testament. One of them says they are people that have no faith, and then there is a prophecy or an admonition that the just will live by faith. We are either going to be people of no faith or people who live by faith. Praise the Lord. We're either going to be people who love God and believe God, or we are going to be people that don't believe God and don't love God. Well, praise the Lord. I want to be one of those that believes God. I want to be one of those who says we can do it. Amen. With God we can do it. Amen. I get weary of those that say we can't. Amen. The word I can't is not found in the Bible anywhere. Amen. But the Bible does say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost already here in this service. Amen. And when we look at faith here in the New Testament, in the ministry of Jesus Christ and the writings of the Apostle Paul, Paul gives us the essence of faith in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. And he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, amen, the elders received a good report, or they obtained a good report. Amen. We're going to either have a good report or we're going to have a bad report. A good report or a not so good report. Amen. And the only way that we can please God and have a good report is through faith. For the Bible says that without faith it is impossible to please Him. Impossible. Amen. And so it means that with faith it is possible to please God. And in fact, it is the only way to please God is to walk by faith. Praise the Lord. I want to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen. I want to walk by faith and not by sight, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That which is seen is temporary, and that which is not seen is eternal. Praise God. And so when we approach God, we must approach Him through the eyes of the eternal. We must approach God through the eyes of faith. Amen. Looking at God as the object of our faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. And thank God there is a simple way, and that is to understand that there's only one object of our faith. Praise the Lord, because there is only one God. There is only one God. The greatest commandment in the Bible, Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. Israel only believed in one God. They did not believe in two or three gods. They only believed in one God. Amen. And that God came down and conceived in Mary and became a father. Well, praise the Lord. God is a spirit. God is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit conceived in Mary and the Holy Spirit became the Father. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. The God of the Old Testament performed this miracle in Mary. Amen. And Jesus was born. And so He was the Son of God and He was the Son of Man at the same time. He could fall asleep in the boat, but the Bible says that God never sleeps nor slumbers. Why? Because He was a man and He was God at the same time. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy 3:16. Tells us that God was manifest, or God was seen in the flesh. Amen. In Matthew chapter 1, it says, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted God with us. This little baby was God with us. This little baby was the Father with us. Amen. And when the disciples said, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied, Jesus said, have I been so long time with you and yet thou hast not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Praise God. Well, how can the Father be the Son at the same time? Isaiah 9 and 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. This child that was born is going to be called Wonderful. Isn't he wonderful? This child that is born will be called Counselor. Amen. He knows the best way for us to go. Well, praise the Lord. This child that was born was called the Mighty God. Not a mighty God, but the Mighty God. Amen. This child that was born was called the Everlasting Father. Well, praise the Lord. He was the Father and the Son, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. When you saw Jesus, you saw God Almighty. Within the body of Christ dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And we are complete in him. And so our faith must be focused upon God Almighty. Our faith must be focused upon Jesus Christ, for he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Great faith. Amen. Great faith. I want to have great faith tonight. Why? Because I have a great God. Amen. And so when we look at the application of faith in our lives, in a nutshell, faith is seeking God in the times of need, and not only seeking God in the times of need, amen, but faith is a continual situation. Faith is a continuing, amen. It is not getting to a point and giving up, amen. It is not going to a point and backing up. Amen. It is not getting to a point and saying, my faith has diminished. Amen. It is not coming to a place where we abandon the house of God. Amen. It is not coming to the place where we abandon prayer. It is not coming to the place where we abandon the Word of God in our lives. Amen. But faith is a continuation. Amen. That's why it says in the Bible that we must walk by faith and not by sight. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Amen. And as long as we live in this world, we're going to walk in the flesh or we are going to walk in the Spirit. I choose to walk in the Spirit tonight. Well, praise the Lord. And so this is the practical application of faith in our lives. Amen. It is seeking God, and it is going to him when you need an answer. Amen. It is continuing with him. Praise the Lord. And there are many things that will come along that will try to stop you. Don't ever think that living for God is just going to be a smooth ride all the way through. Don't ever think that there's never going to be any bumps in the road or any valleys along the way. I know I'm preaching to somebody here tonight. Amen. We get this romantic idea about serving God that everything is rosy, everything is beautiful. Oh, praise God. But all of a sudden, the devil comes along. All of a sudden, he shows up in paradise. Amen. Everything was going good in heaven until the devil showed up. Well, he was already there, but iniquity was found in him, and all of a sudden there was a problem in heaven. Amen. You say, well, I'm looking for a perfect church. Friend, you're never going to find a perfect church. Amen. There were problems in heaven, and when he was cast down to the earth, that's why there are problems on this earth. You're never going to make it to heaven without going through a valley. Well, come on, somebody, help me tonight. You're never going to get to heaven without going through a trial. And the Bible calls it the trial of your faith. Your faith is going to be tried. Amen. Your faith in God and your belief that God is with you is going to be tried. And some are very practical. Some are very deep and spiritual. Amen. All of us are going to go through these kinds of situations. I have, many of you have, and if you haven't, you will at some point in your life. It will be the earthquake that will shake you to the very foundation by which you stand. Amen. And you will be able to look, amen, at that naked foundation in your life. Amen. There will be nothing else, and you'll know what you've expected out of living for God. You'll know what you expected out of life. Amen. And you'll know exactly where your foundation is. Amen. That's what happens when your faith is tried in the fire. The fiery trial. Amen. The fiery trial that comes along. It's not a flat tire. Amen. It's not losing your job. Amen. It's a fiery trial. It's a big one. Amen. And it's going to shake you to the very core. The Bible talks about it, and it says that that which can be shaken will be shaken. Praise God that that which cannot be shaken may remain. Amen. God's going to shake this earth. He wants to know what is on the solid rock. Are you on the solid rock tonight? He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. The rock is the confession of who Jesus is, but not only who he is, what he is going to do, what he has done, and what he is doing right now in my life. I confess tonight to all of you that God is on the throne and God is able to do anything. Well, praise the Lord. I'm not looking somewhere else for greener pastures. I found it in Jesus. I found it in Jesus. Amen. He is my answer. He is my hope. Well, praise God. He is my joy. He's what I'm living for. Well, praise God. He's my Savior, my Redeemer, my Provider. He's everything. He's all in all. Praise God. Well, praise God. My foundation is going to be shaken to see if the house that I built upon it is going to stand. Amen. And there's a few scriptures. There's many stories we could go into tonight. Amen. But one of the stories is when they was out on the sea. They were constantly out on the sea. They were fishermen. And they understood the nature of water. Amen. They understood the nature of nature. And that on the Sea of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee is really, I would call it more a large lake. I've been on the Sea of Galilee, and you can see the other shore. It's not so huge. It's not like the Great Lakes where it looks like the sea. You can't see the other side. You can see the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And they say because of the hills and the way the land is laid that there are storms that come through there, and they are very violent. They come through quickly and then they're gone. And it's a common thing that happens on that sea. I really look at the Sea of Galilee a lot like I look at life. Amen. Where you're going along in your boat, and all of a sudden you look up and there's a black cloud coming your way. Amen. And you don't know what's going on. You don't know the intensity of it until it hits you. Amen. We had that happen here a few weeks ago, and all of a sudden the storm, somebody called it a microburst. I don't know exactly what that storm was that came through, but I know it was a good one. And we was underneath a tree up by the lake, and a big old limb about that big around from up high. Fred said it was up high in the tree, and it fell all the way down and crashed upon our car. And the wind was blowing some 50, 60, maybe even 70 or 80 miles per hour. Because when it broke out, when it burst both of the windows on that side of the car, it literally filled the whole front of our car with broken glass. And the glass was going at such a velocity that it cut our faces and cut our legs, and we were bleeding, and we were totally soaked wet immediately. Covered with glass. My wife's hair was filled with broken glass. And it was like all of a sudden we were caught in the middle of a tornado or something. That's what happens in life sometimes. Amen. And all of a sudden there was fear, and all of a sudden there was the need to resolve this situation. We've got to get this limb off of the tree. Amen. And we fought and wrestled, and I got my wife around to the other side of the car where the window was not broken out and there was not as much glass, and we proceeded to go home. Amen. And by the time we got home, when we pulled into the driveway at home, we could see blue sky. You ever been there? And we were like, what just happened? What just hit us? Something knocked us for a loop here. And, oh God, help us. I'm telling you, that's exactly the way life is. It's like that unstable water, amen, that gets hit by an unstable atmosphere. And all of a sudden, everything is turned upside down. All of a sudden, it seems like it's out of the ground. Amen. And Scripture says that man that is born of a woman, that is all of us, amen, is a few days and full of trouble. And as the sparks fly upward, amen, that's the way trouble is in this world. I'm not preaching a negative message. I'm just telling you what faith is all about. You're not going to have faith because the road is smooth all the time. You're not going to be able to exercise faith when you see the answer all the time. You're not going to be able to say, I'm walking by faith when there is nothing to walk by faith for. Praise the Lord. When everything is set, when you got your whole life planned out and everything is exactly the way you want it to be careful. The Lord said, be careful when things are like that, that you forget God and you forget to walk by faith and you begin to trust in this and that and the other. Amen. Because, friend, the day is going to come when a storm will come, when a storm will rise up. Amen. But thank God, when we meet that circumstance, we can stand in faith because we've been standing in faith all along. This isn't going to shake me. I've been through this before, and we're going to make it. It's going to be all right. Amen. And so the storm came. And Jesus was asleep in the boat, and it seemed like he didn't care. He could sleep anywhere. Amen. The storms, waves are crashing over the ship. Water all inside. Everybody's bailing the water out. There's cries, and people are hollering out, over here, here's a bucket, and they're throwing water over the side. And about that time, another big wave crashes down, and the boat begins to fill up. And my, it's a bad situation. And there in the front of the boat, Jesus is just snoring away. You know why? Because these things are not a challenge to God. These things are not a big deal to God. Amen. Because God made the wind and the waves. Amen. God made everything. And so they woke him up and they said, Lord, do you not care that we perish? Amen. Have we ever been there? Have you ever been there? Well, praise the Lord. I've been there. Lord, do you not care that I'm perishing here? Lord, do you not care that things are not going well right now and it seems like I'm just going to go under? Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord woke up and he said, why are you so afraid, O ye of little faith? Amen. When we have little faith, it is at that point in time that we are ready to throw in the towel. It is at that time, amen, that we decide it's not going to work for me. It may work for somebody else. They probably remembered the healings on the shore. They probably remembered all the miracles that he had done. But, you know, we're in a different situation here. We're in a different circumstance here, and we rationalize and we reason out why my situation is different than somebody else's situation. And instead of progressing forward in faith and walking by faith and resisting those negative spirits that come along, all of a sudden we stop and we start to take account of things that are going on around us. And we start to make a list in our mind. Amen. why this is bad and this is bad and this is happening and this is happening and so on and so forth. And before you know it, we get to the point where we say, God will help Garrett, but he's not going to help me. Amen. God's going to help somebody here. He's going to help Courtney, but he won't help me. He's going to help Gavin, but he's not going to help me. Amen. My situation is different. I'm telling you what, friend, your situation might be different, but we serve the same God. And this God that we serve tonight is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I say tonight, let's take the land. Let's go right now and face those giants. Praise God, and let's see and experience the thrill of victory. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. I'm not going to preach a long time here tonight, but I'm telling you, in the kingdom of God, we don't get trophies for participation. We get trophies of victory. We won. I won. Oh, there's something about it. Amen. Don't ever play sorry against Gavin, or Garrett, I mean. Don't ever play sorry against him. He'll get you. He'll cut you off. He'll knock you off the board. I'm telling you what. Don't ever play some games with Tessa. She is ruthless. Ruthless as ruthless can be, and when you lose, she'll laugh at you. Amen. Victory is so sweet. Amen. I'm telling you what, but we're living in a generation, amen, of snowflakes, as they say. Praise God. And oh, I'm gonna I read just the other day they're going to take some folks to court because they emotionally upset them. Oh God, help us. Help us, God. We've got to be a lot stronger than that. Amen. Fred emotionally upset me. Amen. And so therefore, amen, and whatever. I'm telling you tonight, folks, we've got to get hungry for a victory in our lives. We've got to get so hungry to win. Amen. We're going to be over there sharpening our sword, waiting for the opportunity to thrust it. Amen. Waiting for the opportunity to stand over our enemy and put our foot on his neck and say, in Jesus' name, I am more than a conqueror. And to have the thrill of victory, the thrill of overcoming. Amen. The thrill of seeing our enemy down and we are up. Praise God. Don't ever get to the place, amen, where you're walking around defeated all the time. Oh, things are bad and it's going to get worse. No, I'm telling you what we need is great faith. And little faith. Little faith was expressed here because they threw in the towel pretty quick. They threw in the towel pretty quick. It didn't take very much, and all of a sudden they were so upset, they said, we're going to perish. We're going down. It's over. Oh, and Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. But then there was a woman, a Canaanite woman. I read just the other day. I thought it was very interesting. I'm interested in scientific things, and one of the things that they did was in the Middle East, they found some bones of the Canaanites. They found some remains of the Canaanites, and somehow or another, they managed to capture some of the DNA that they found in those remains. And some of you may have read the article, and they went around in the Middle Eastern area, and they took blood samples, DNA samples of people, and they found that the Canaanites, the Lebanese people, 90% of them are descendants of the Canaanites. And I thought that was very interesting. Lebanese people have a beautiful countenance, and they have that olive-colored skin. And I just thought that was really interesting that the Lebanese people are the descendants of the Canaanites. Amen. Of the remnant of those people that were left over from the Old Testament when they fought against Israel. And here was a Canaanite, amen, a descendant of those who fought against Israel, a descendant of those that that had no hope. They were without God. They had nothing to do with the commonwealth of God. And I began to think about this. I thought, why did the people of God, the Jews, the disciples in the boat, why were they the ones that had little faith? And this Canaanite woman who didn't have anything was the one who had faith. Why was that? What was the reason for that? And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, probably the reason is because the Jews, they had a pastor they could lean on. But the Canaanite woman didn't have a pastor to lean on. The Jewish people had a synagogue to go to, where when they walked in the door, they said, how you doing, Brother Peter? It's good to see you today. God bless you. Been praying for you. Everything going okay? You doing all right? Can I help you? Can we bless you? Can we strengthen you a little bit? And so, if the boat's going to go under, if everything's going wrong, maybe if I get out of this situation, I can make it back to the synagogue. I can make it back and talk to somebody that's going to encourage me and help me. And I don't have to lean on God. I can lean on the pastor. I don't have to lean on God. I can lean on a brother or a sister in the church. I don't have to lean on God. I've got a godly husband or a godly wife that'll lift me up and help me. I've got parents that are in the church, and they'll be praying with me and helping me. Amen. I really don't have to put all my faith and trust in God, because I've got a whole lot of things that are propping me up. I got a whole lot of things in my life that I am leaning on, that I put confidence in. And thank God for pillars in the church. Thank God for people that are standing strong. But friend, I'm telling you, the day is going to come, amen, when all of those props are going to be taken out, and God and you are going to see where your faith really stands. Well, praise God. If we're going to make it, we got to have great faith. Amen. We've got to come, we got to boil this thing down, amen, until we realize that God is our only answer. The pastor won't have the answer. Your friends won't have the answer. Your mom and dad will not come up with the answer. And you're going to be there all alone by yourself and God. Amen. Where is your faith standing tonight? And here she comes to the Lord, this Canaanite woman. And she comes to him and says, Lord, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And you know, the Lord came to seek and to save that which was lost, right? And it seemed to be very much out of character. But I think that the Lord understood and knew how this was all going to play out. And he said, he didn't even answer her, came up to him. You know, that's personally insulting. When you go up to and you ask somebody a question and they just stand there and they don't answer you. And that's what Jesus did to her. Lord, I've got my daughter's grievously vexed with the devil. And he just kind of. Didn't say anything, didn't answer her. And so she thought, well, you know, what we would do, we go to God in prayer, and we don't get an answer, so we say, well, I guess God's not going to answer this, forget it, give up, and just throw in the towel. No, she went to the disciples. Hey, could you talk to him for us? Could you go tell him what our situation is? It obviously, you know, he didn't want to answer me directly. Maybe he will answer me through you. And so she went to the first disciple, and he said, hey, listen, if he ain't going to talk to you, I'm not going to talk to you. Well, what about you? Are you one of his disciples? Could you go and talk to him? Well, I'm sorry. If my buddy's not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. What about you? Would you go and talk to the Lord for me and see if we could get an answer? Well, listen, my other buddies, they don't want to talk to, no, and sir, how about you? Are you one of his? And so she started going to all the disciples very aggressively and desperately. She began to go to each and every one. And finally, it got to the place where they went to the Lord. And they said, Lord, send this woman away. She is bothering us. She's vexing us. She's not going to leave us alone until something is resolved. Would you please tell her to leave? Amen. And so he responds and he says, it is not good for me to take the children's bread, amen, and to cast it to the dogs. The children's bread, the children was the Jews. Here was a Canaanite. She was not one of the children of God. She didn't know God. She didn't have any miracles, testimonies in her life, but she had faith. Amen. She had great faith. Oh, yes. And so he called her a dog. Now, it's enough to for somebody to just ignore you. But then when you finally get their attention, they say, listen, I'm not going to help you. You're just a dog. That's what he did. The Gentiles were revered as dogs to the Jews in that day. But Jesus was testing her faith is what he was doing. He really loved her and he really wanted to help her. Praise the Lord. But you've got to understand that God wants to know where our foundation is really at. Where is our faith focused? What is the object of our faith? The object of our faith is Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord. It is him and him alone. And so instead of, well, you know how folks are today. We just get all upset about nothing and we make a big deal out of nothing. And before you know it, it's a big major situation. And here this man called me a woman, a dog. Oh, Lord, that wouldn't fly in America today now, would it? That wouldn't fly today in America. Not with all of these rights that we all have. Amen. You're not going to diss me. Amen. You're not going to say things about me, especially simply because I'm a woman. Amen. Or simply because I'm a man. Well, us men, we take it. Amen. We go, just say what you want to say about us. We're getting ready to go to work. Amen. We'll be all right. Amen. But I'm telling you what, you cross some lines, buddy, and you're in big, big hot water, trouble. You're just a dog. And she responded and said, yes, Lord, it is true. I am a dog. But Lord, the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. She was not going to give up. She knew who she was. She knew where she was coming from. She knew she had no foundation in her life. Amen. She knew there was no Savior in her life. And she knew, bless your heart, that this one that she was talking to was her only, only answer. Amen. Is Jesus your only answer tonight? I'm telling you, if he is, you're going to make it. And great faith is typified by somebody who will not give up. Somebody who is faithful, praise the Lord. Somebody who's just going to keep on coming, amen. Just keep on coming. Just keep on fighting, praise God. Just keep on swinging, amen. Just keep on praying. Keep on talking to God. Keep on being faithful to the house of God, amen. And your faith will be rewarded with the answer. And he said, oh, woman, great is your faith. Praise the Lord. And in another place, it was another woman that was not in Israel. And he said, oh, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. Beware, folks. Beware, church, lest we get to the place, amen, where we lean on this program and that program and this situation and that situation and the money in the bank or whatever it might be that we have in the house of God. I thank God that we are the people of God. Amen. That we have been born again of the water and of the Spirit. But I'm telling you tonight, our faith has got to be focused on God. Can we stand together tonight? Our faith must be focused upon Him and Him alone. In Christ alone, I place my trust. Amen. And I glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my faith and my trust is in Him. What are you trusting in tonight? What are you facing tonight? I felt like I was going to be preaching to somebody here. And if you're facing something here tonight and you don't know which way to go and what to do, I'm telling you, you've got to go back to your faith. You've got to go back to your faith. Amen. That faith that was once delivered to the saints, that faith that you received when you first gave your life to God. You can't complicate the matter by going in through the land and looking out the land and saying there's giants and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. It's this, it's that, it's the other. Oh, yes, I believe it's a land of milk and honey. Yes, I believe that it's the will of God. Yes, I believe that there is a God. But, I've looked it over and it's become a complicated situation. I'm telling somebody here tonight that it's not complicated with God. It's not complicated with God. In one instance, they were getting ready to fight the battle and the Lord said, go over here and stay right here. And do not attack until you hear the sound of the wind in the mulberry bush in the trees. And when you hear the sound of the wind in the trees, then attack. It's time to fight. And they did. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In another instance, in the life of Jehoshaphat, they rose up against him. And it's always, there's always more of them than there is of us. Always. It was always that way. Except in the situation of Ai, that little city that gave them a good whooping because they weren't doing the will of God. But in most cases, they were more, they were stronger, they had iron chariots. And the Lord said, don't worry about this one, I'll take care of this one for you guys. It's going to be all right. I want you to get the priests out in front. I want you to get the singers out front. And we're going to march to where they are singing and praising God. And when they got to where they thought the battle was going to be, there were dead bodies everywhere. God had already won the battle for them. All they had to do was go and pick up the spoils and go home. Oh, well, yeah, I know that's in the Bible, Pastor, but my situation, I'm telling you tonight, my friend, God has the answer for you. God has the answer for you. Amen. Be patient. Wait on God. Amen. And God will hear and answer your prayers. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone that has a need here tonight? Why don't we come? Amen. Let's stand at the altar and let's believe God together. Amen. Because God is able. My God is able tonight to do it. My God is able to do it tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I put my trust in Him. Do you know that song tonight? Yes. All right, sing it. Amen. And when they're singing it tonight, I want us to say it and sing it if you can by faith. In Christ alone, I place my trust. In Christ alone, He's the only one that I can lean on tonight.